thing. And if you look at the statistics, I mean, just within the last 10, 20 years, you would see that we've made a lot of progress. And like last week, I was commending us all that we've done a lot, but we are still not there yet. And we need to gradually bring people in. And that's where the solutions that we as financial institutions are creating should also, in a way, be relevant to the life of the people we are creating the solutions for. And I think if we do a lot more of that, we'll gradually be able to move them. If you look at this agency banking concept, when you step beyond Africa, you don't see a lot of it. Of course, even in the South American, you see some, you know, concept of agency banking there. And, but it's stronger in our place because it's been introduced to kind of bridge the gap between a typical self-service digital platform and a traditional physical location engagement. Mm-hmm. So we are getting innovative with some of these things, but we need to move a bit faster so that we can harness a lot more of the benefits. And one key thing that in Ecobank we try doing these days is if you set an express point up, which is the agency banking, we set them up around people who are also utilizing cash. So it's more of I receive cash for, let's say I operate a convenience shop. I receive cash. People who don't want to pay digital are giving me cash. But because I can also be set up as an agency bank, I can also turn that cash around, even if I have to, right? So gradually we are coming up with some innovative ways, but then we need to get to the point where everybody is comfortable taking cash. Last week, I was reading some comments online around, I think somebody in one of the media stations had gone somewhere to go and buy food, and they said, pay the charge. If you won't pay the charge, come with cash. And he was like, why should it be? And that we needed the government to step in. Of course, we need some policies. Mm-hmm. Policies would help us in a way to ensure that we can actually...
You were trying to explain that point last week about the charges.
Yes. Initially, when we started the journey, you needed to take the cash out. But now you don't need to. Because now the ecosystem is being created such that you have, you the individual, your cash is electronic. Whoever you are going to buy from, a lot more of the merchants in one way or the other will take one digital payment or the other. So
right.
They also don't need to go and redraw the cash before they can have access to the value they want. If they need to pay their suppliers are also now taking digital payment. Mm. So you realize the ecosystem is more expanded now than it used to be. So when somebody pays you via a digital channel, you don't need to do the redrawer. So now there's no need for us to be asking people to pay extra charge just because they pay digital. In fact, we should actually start incentivizing those who do the digital payment and start in a way, I won't say punish, but discouraging those who do cash. Because once you take cash, like I said, there's a lot of cost that comes. So if you're a business, I mean, I'm throwing this up to you as a challenge. Find a way and incentivize people who will pay you through a QR, who will pay you through Momo, who will pay you through a bank app, pay you through card using your POS, rather than those who pay you cash. Because those who pay you cash, they are giving you more work. You need to employ somebody to count the cash, get the counting machines, get CCTV to ensure that nobody's taking anything, no pilfering and all that. So there's a lot more. If somebody pays you cash, they are giving you more work.
Exactly.
Right. So you should rather incentivize those who would pay electronically, digitally, rather than the cash. And I think if we come up with policies at the government level, at business level, at individual level, we would rather encourage that behavior.
I mean, I think that the mobile network operators too have helped with the penetration.
Absolutely.
Two things have hit me very strongly, social media and mobile network operators, because it's amazing the level of penetration. What is it you want to buy by the roadside? You want to buy Brookman, and then you ask them with the woman, Mepacho, would you mobile money? They say, I am mobile money. And you're thinking, even the Kube seller.
Yeah.
And for me, that's impressive, because then it makes this whole conversation, you can trace it, you can track it, you can have data on it. People talk about intrusiveness and all of that. I'm sure it'll be the flip side of the conversation. But I think that, like you're saying, there's a lot of penetration in Ghana, but it can only get better. It can only get better.
Yeah. It will take intentional steps, and we need to push. We need to do it so we can get there. Because when we get there, it saves us a lot of time. It saves us a lot of cost. And again, for businesses that ideally, and maybe let me just chip this one in, for businesses that ideally would not necessarily qualify for maybe credit, like a loan, an overdraft, because maybe you don't fit a particular formal structure that maybe the bank is looking out for. Today, because of digital payment, a lot more institutions are creating they have digital footprints that are helping banks to make credit decisions, like, you know, quicker, faster than before. So because you are receiving payment through Momo, you are receiving payment through POS with your card, you are receiving payment through a QR, you are receiving web, we can immediately track decision on how much comes into your account, what your payment cycles are. We can easily determine that. And you see, the beauty of it is that it helps us to come up with better solutions that are tailor-made. There's this solution we have in Ecobank. We call it the EMCA, Electronic Merchant Cash Advance. It's a basic thing. We track your digital throughputs. Mm-hmm. And based on that, we make credits available to you. And the more you utilize these platforms, the better we can have data to make such decisions, right? So if you are an entrepreneur, please understand that when we begin to do these things, then we do them. Because the moment you take cash, it goes out of the space. I was having a conversation with someone. I think the person was going to pay another party. And he said he wants to go and withdraw the money and go and pay so that the guy will see that I have paid you. Then I said, look, there's a better way to do
maybe
it.
Maybe they'll take pictures too.
I said there's a better way to do it, because by doing a digital payment, you've already created record.
On the trail.
Absolutely. Whether tomorrow for legal conversations, you have a record of it. Because you did a digital payment, there was a narration, there was a recipient. We know that the funds, this was the amount, this was the date, it moved from this account to that.
You can't say he didn't receive it.
Absolutely. You can't deny it.
One of two things will happen to the money when it hits his either wallet or account. Mm. He will, well, maybe more than one. He will move it, or he will move part of it, or he won't touch it.
Yeah. And there's
and
evidence.
Either way, it will show.
Exactly. So there's clear evidence that the money moved from A to B on this date. This was the amount. There was a certain description of what the money was. So immediately, you've created a record for the future. And in Ghana, the law requires most of us in the public space to keep records, especially in the financial space, up to 7 years. So you already have this record for you, right? So that's why we need to encourage this, because the benefit goes beyond what we are seeing now.
Right.
You know, it adds a lot to us. So as entrepreneurs, we should be excited about it and we should take interest in it. And again, I would also make mention of cash flow management if you're a business. And I want to dwell a bit more, because whenever we hear financial inclusion, most people think it's individual, but businesses, you are critical in this conversation. Cash flow management, basically understanding how cash comes into your business and moves out of it. Even if you are not keeping, you don't have the accounting records to do that, just by using digital channels, again, you create a good history of what is coming in and what is going out. It helps. It helps you plan your supply engagement. It helps you plan even your credit terms. If you're a company that is involved in giving credits out, because you see, you need to be smart about it. If your supply gives you a certain number of days to pay back based on what you purchase from them, you also need to know how you give your credits to your creditors. So, and it must be in a way that benefits you. If they are giving you 90 days, you have to do it shorter so that you benefit from it. But sometimes just using a digital channel to do these payments allows you to be able to track supplier days, creditor days, and all that. So it's important. Record keeping, cash flow management, and again, as I said, access to credit as well. Maybe I'll just end it by talking about some of the things as a customer you must avoid when you are using a digital channel and you are involved in the digital banking space. Whether it is a banking app, it is the web portal, it is the USSD, or you are using a card, or you are using even the ATM and all that, some things to avoid. Number one, never share your PIN. The PIN is PIN, personal identification number, emphasis on personal. It is personal to you.
I'll tell you a funny story. One human being has so many passwords or many cards or many processes for which they need pins. So this one time, I'm standing at an ATM, and I punched the first time, it didn't work. Second time, it didn't work. Then I realized that I had my fuel card, and the ATM had accepted it too. I was punching my fuel card pin
on this one.
Edoso.
But it's important. It's important we do that. So I keep telling people, even if, I mean, there are people who can even go to the extent of giving their card out and their pen. Please don't do it.
To family.
No. And I don't have time to share.
Maybe you're at work and something is happening somewhere. Yeah. You have to.
There are ways you can do it. You don't need to share the pain, because I mean, I have faced countless situations where close family people were the ones who ended up duping others. And, you know, they'll come shouting, the bank has stolen my money. Then you go play CCTV, you do your investigation, you realize that, somebody very close to the person. So please don't share. It's personal to you, right? What you can do today, even with most banking apps, and of course, EcoBank app, you have it. We have what we call the e-token, right? Where you can generate the amount you want to withdraw as a token and share that detail with somebody to go to the ATM and go and do the withdrawal for you. So even if you need to do that, there's a secured means of doing it. Mm. Don't share the PIN. If you are using a card, you see, somebody would not need your PIN on the card for ATM withdrawal for an online transaction. Mm. They don't need that. Mm. So the card details in front and at the back.
Your PIN.
Yes. That 16-digit number, don't give it out. Your expiry date, don't share it. And when you turn the back of the card, very, very important.
Serious.
Those 3-digit numbers, do not share. That's why if you can do a tap and pay, it's better than giving. Because I was at a fuel station where somebody was buying something. So the POS is not working. Let me go to the back and pick another one. And the guy was walking away with the card. I said, please don't do that. Because when the person goes there, all he needs to do is just have a picture of the front and the back of the card, and he's done.
He's cloned it.
He's done. He's done completely. So don't share the details of this card. And be cautious when you are using these card details on a site. Be cautious of the site you are using it. Mm. So again, don't share passwords. Don't share OTPs. OTPs are one-time password, which normally is generated for a transaction. Normally, they are time, 15 minutes, 30 minutes. Please don't share it. Don't ever. And if anybody calls you that, we are doing this thing, we need this PIN, we need this OTP, we need this code, please don't give them out. It can be fraudulent. And again, don't be clicking.
For those other points, we will share them definitely.
Great.
Before, but I want our listeners to be a part of this conversation. If you've just tuned in, this is Masterclass here on your Superstation Joy 99.7. We'll take a quick message from our sponsors. When we come back, we get interactive.
Sure.
Your favorite on-air business development program, Joy Business Masterclass, is in session. And you can interact with us on Facebook via the Joy 99.7 FM or Joy Business pages. If you tweet, the handle is at Joy997FM or at JoyBusinessGH. Don't forget to hashtag JB Masterclass. You can also call us on 0302-216541 or send your questions and contributions through to the WhatsApp number 0551-111997, and our facilitators will address your concerns. Attention, everyone. Class is in progress.
Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, this is Masterclass. We're interactive right now. Numbers to call 0302-216-541. That's 0302-216-541. You can also send us your comments on 055-111-1997. We're talking about financial inclusion. What part of the process are you involved in? What information can you share to make our process better? Pick up that phone, give us a call on 0302-216-541, or send us those comments on 055-111-1997. Here are some announcements for your attention. Are you looking for a job and not sure where to search? Vamo keeps you connected anytime, anywhere. Just call 231 on MTN for free and select your preferred language to catch up on available job vacancies near you. And that is not all. You can also listen to real-life advice from experts to improve your daily life. All these are available on MTN short code 231. Vamo Technologies, bringing you closer to the conversation. Avalon Gardens. Looking for a perfect family outing this summer? Avalon Gardens Events Centre is bringing you the Summer Fan Fest with the Stars on Saturday, the 22nd of August, 2026, at Avalon Gardens, starting from 8 a.m. It's the ultimate experience for kids, packed with exciting activities, including trampoline, bouncing castles, table tennis, swimming, paintball, face painting, and a dedicated kids' play area. There will also be appearances by some of your favorite young stars to make the day even more memorable. Entry is 20 Ghana cedis per child, or 30 Ghana cedis for access to all activities. Parents and guardians enter for free, with family packages also available. For reservations and inquiries, call 050-101-0010. That's 050-101-0010. Don't let your kids miss out on a fun day of laughter and unforgettable memory. Mark your calendars for Saturday, the 22nd of August, and join the Summer Fun Fest with the stars at Avalon Gardens. The Ghana Academy of Arts and Sciences Women's Award. Every day, women across Ghana are transforming lives, building businesses, educating communities, preserving our culture, and driving innovation. Yet many do so without the recognition they deserve. The Ghana Academy of Arts and Sciences, GAAS, is giving you the opportunity to celebrate those remarkable women through the GAAS Women's Awards. If you know a woman whose impact deserves national recognition, whether in education, excellence, entrepreneurship, community leadership, health, technology, entrepreneurial stewardship, creative arts, or any other awards category, now is the time to honor her. To nominate someone, visit www.gaas-gh.org to download the nomination form and help honor Ghana's unsung heroines. Nominations close on Friday, the 14th of August, 2026. For further information, please call 0302-772-002. That's the end of the announcement. We're still interactive. Numbers to call 0302-216-541 or send us your comments on 055-11-11997. I think you had a few more.
Yeah, a few more.
Yes, let's go through them while we're waiting for the
Yeah, a few more tips to share just to help us be secured in the space when you are doing digital banking. I was speaking about the PIN, the OTP, and the password. Please, it's important. Please do not share
them. So the plenty passwords, how do we store it?
The best way to handle password normally is to have a sentence or a statement in the form of an acronym. You know, those ones you can easily keep them, you know, and not get people to, don't get them exposed to people. And those of you who also use, you know, digital apps to save password, be cautious about it, especially if you are on the web. Just be cautious about it. Again, the second point I'll talk about is clicking suspicious links. Mm-hmm. You know, these days they will send you all kinds of links. Recently, one of the trends you see is people when they want to do delivery. You know, you call any service and you want to do delivery, and before you realize somebody's called you and they sent you a link and say, oh, you need to use this to do your payment before you commit all your details in it and you are gone. Please do not just be clicking any link like that. If you are dealing with the institution, be very sure that what you are clicking in, you know, is from them. And there are a few tips around it. Whenever you have any link, check the full name. At least it gives you an idea whether it's secure. If it's HTTPS, it's important. Mm-hmm. Check the full name, because Ecobank will not have an email, say, ecobank@gmail.com or others. Be cautious when you are dealing with links and those things, because they can harvest your information, you know, somewhere for somebody to use. And I keep telling people, if you can enable functionalities like the face ID or the biometric, it's better to use them to authenticate your transactions rather than always inputting your PIN. Because sometimes when you do the PIN, there's somebody close to you. You may never know that the person has picked it. You know, people use patterns and all that. You can just slide the phone like this and you can just pick what a pattern is. So I love it. And I love to encourage people, if you can use your bio, you can use your face ID, it's better to authenticate your transactions rather than always opening up to punch your PIN, and, you know, especially when you're in public. So if you have a platform that allows you to enable that, please enable that for your authentication. And be cautious with public Wi-Fi when you are on a web portal.
People like free internet.
Yes, free internet. They will connect right now. If you want to connect, please don't connect it when you have financial platforms. because people have all kinds of you know, malwares out there.
We should be careful. Because your everything is on your phone. Absolutely. Your pictures are there, your Ghana card is there. Your everything. Once it hits your phone, everything on your
Somebody
phone
Somebody has an access. So if you are connecting, please make sure you are connecting to a secured platform. Don't be carried away with free Wi-Fi. These days, people do that a lot, especially when they know the place and who comes to those places. They can just make it available for you. So just be cautious when you are connecting. And there's also the need to be updating your bank app regularly. Mm-hmm. So because sometimes when the update come, fixes in, you know, with those bugs that come up, maybe a certain bug has come up, they fixed it, they would release an update. Be very regular in updating your app so that those bugs can also be dealt with. And again, just use the official, you know, channels to engage your bank whenever you are communicating with them, because people these are so skillful. Yeah, you won't believe it. People are so, and others are actually investing in fraudulent systems and cartels
instead of building businesses that would generate.
I'm telling you. You know, with the support of the security companies, we did a swap on some teams in some parts of Ghana, and you wouldn't believe the gadgets they were using.
Jamming systems.
I'm telling you, very, very sophisticated equipment. You know, some of them have gone to the extent that they've actually clone. You see, there's this solution we have with contact centers when, you know, you call and say, if you want English, press 1. If you want Chi, press 2. Some of them, they've cloned it. And they call the number, as soon as you call the number, it puts you on a system like that. And sometimes this interactive voice, you know, it's
no person will be kasa mia back.
They've gone to the extent of doing all that. So if you are not cautious, you would easily be deceived. So note the official phone lines of your bank. And whenever you are dealing with them, please ensure that you deal with them using those official contact lines. If anybody calls you, please don't divulge any information. Cut the line. Mm-hmm. Don't even stay on the line with them for a very long time. Because sometimes what you do is that when you stay on the line for a very long time, for all you know, there's somebody else who may be tapping something. So don't encourage the conversation. Once you are not sure about it, cut it and reach out to the bank on the official lines, and you'll be safer. So these are a few tips that I just want to share with the public, and if you are listening to us, so that we can secure the space and make it, you know, more trusted than, you know, what we are seeing these days with the fraud. I don't know if there's any comment question.
No, I think there's the last one here on your slide that maybe you can just touch that one. I have a ton of questions, but I'm sure that we've got a couple coming.
Okay.
Through.
Okay.
Maybe I just put the number out again while you're doing this one. Numbers to call again, we're interactive. 0302-216-541. That's 0302-216-541. We're here in the studio with Nana Abiam, country head for EcoBank Products, consumer banking. And we're sharing thoughts on financial inclusion. You definitely have one or two questions you want to ask him, and he's here live on Masterclass. Mm-hmm. By all means, please pick up that phone. Give us a call on 0302-216-541. Or you can send us your comments on 055-1111-997. Nana, for someone who's listening who says that, me, all of this digital thing, I'm afraid, because I hear your money can get missing. Sika mean to me so moody.
Yeah.
So let's encourage, you know, people who are listening today who just have a phobia.
Yeah. It's understandable. The fear is understandable, especially if you've had an experience. So if you had an experience, you would definitely be cautious. But this is what I would tell you. I mean, in as much as your fear is understandable, don't stay away from it. Start small, right? So we set you up on something that you understand and you can use comfortably. Is it the app? Is it the alert? Whichever you understand and you can use comfortably, start with that and keep learning. That's what I would say. Keep learning. And one thing about the digital space is that it's very dynamic. Mm. Every now and then, new things are coming up. So please learn. When platforms like this is there, Masterclass, tune in all the time and get the tidbit. Learn. And once you improve, your confidence comes up and the fear would gradually be going off. So, and make sure you utilize some of these tips that we've shared so that you stay protected in the space. Because in the next 10 years, I can only tell you that it's going to get more digital it's not going to get more, you know, manual and traditional. It's
that's where the world is digital. Going.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Where the world is going. It's getting more and more digital every single day. I don't remember the last time I handled cash. Yeah. I think it was a conversation last week, and
yeah,
I was saying
last week
that
you mentioned it.
And sometimes you're concerned about intrusiveness. But very simple things like even the guy in traffic who is selling you the wiper when you've parked off, they take mobile money. So yeah. As for the intrusiveness, you can only protect it after a certain point. Yeah. But beyond that, everything is becoming... But let me just ask this, that from where you sit, do we still have a credit bureau? XDS used to be in the mix somewhere around 2010. Are they still there?
They are there.
XDS.
And today we have a lot more in Ghana.
Right.
And that's one of the...
I think they were the first, eh?
Yes. That's why I keep saying that our regulator has done very well by creating that environment, because they license them and give them a space to operate. And that is one of the reasons credit, you know, anybody who says he's taking a digital credit on any other mobile solutions, it's been made possible because some of these platforms are supporting us. And today is way better because of Ghana Card. Way better because of Ghana. Even this morning, I had a conversation with one of the key, you know, credit bureaus in Ghana, and they are coming up with they've started something fantastic. They want to get to the point where, you know, in Europe and outside, it's easier to have a credit score, right? Because we have a lot of digital footprint which comes in to the space to, you know, help. Now in Ghana, we are there. We have institutions that are doing it for us.
16 years ago, and I say that because I was part of the team at the time in the bank where I worked, which conducted training across the institution when XDS... And I say it 16 years ago. This is just yesterday. 16 years ago, and we're talking about credit bureau, and we're saying that its entrance into Ghana was now on the financial front. But in the future, credits would be a behavioral record of an individual, not just your financial behavior.
Yes.
But your general behavior. And I'm saying this for those of our brothers and sisters who, when they've done a transaction, say, fan number, we also made the car also. You know what's happening? You are creating a record you cannot erase.
Absolutely.
Talk to that for me.
Absolutely.
Talk,
and it's really important. Really important we do that. Because, you see, and especially now with the rollout of the Ghana Card, is making it better for us to aggregate the information around an individual. So once you start misbehaving on one platform, you took, let's say, a mobile credit, took an express loan on with MTN, you decided not to pay, you think it's just MTN. No, it's been attached to your Ghana Card. And any other thing you'd use your Ghana Card for, there's a certain reference that this man is not credible.
In fact, the day you show up for a visa interview, and they have asked you all the questions, and the last question is, are you an honest person financially? You say, yes. They say, but you owe mobile money.
Paid.
That's when you will see that this thing is serious.
People will start being denied service. They will be denied services, and sometimes they may not understand, but it's because a certain history has been built around that. And we need it. We need it because with that, there are a lot more things we can do. That's why today I may not need to go through the rigorous, you know, risk rack before I can give a loan, because I have information that I can easily pick in a second to determine your credibility.
In fact, very soon, you know, we were laughing last week about how people still take pictures for certain bank accounts to be open of your location. Very soon, they'll just take your bio. And wherever you are in the world, they know where you are.
Exactly. Exactly. So we all need to. So, I mean, thanks for mentioning the credit bureau. I think that it's one critical piece that we need to commend again the government, commend the institutions that are doing it, and encourage everybody that.
Apart from XDS, which other new ones have come?
So we have My Credit Score. Credit Score, a local one. They are doing great. We have DNB. So we have a lot more that are coming into this piece.
And the data, I'm sure, it all sits in certain repository.
Yes.
The central bank. So it checks out.
So the requirement is that every credit you give today, a history must be kept with them. And initially, even the mobile credits were not dependent on, but now, all the mobile, as low as 50 Ghana cedis, you report it.
Please say
daily.
That again for my listeners.
Any amount, any amount that you pick on credit on the mobile platform, the credits facilities, express loan and all that, quick loan and all that, it is reported on a daily basis.
So the data is sitting.
It is sitting
at the central bank.
And today, I mean, let's take this platform to educate a lot more people. Today, people are being denied loans in banks because they hold on mobile platforms.
Yo, we are already there.
We are there.
Please, responsible behavior is what we are advocating. Okay, if you take money on Momo, don't think that nobody has seen it. Mm. We are telling you that based on all of this digitization, now the data is centralized and it is being cached. C-A-C-H-E-D. It's there.
Yeah.
So they know where it is. Go and pay that money before something bigger that you need will be denied because you owe 50 cedis or 70 cedis somewhere. But otherwise, this financial inclusion conversation is making Ghana ready to interface the world, isn't it?
Absolutely.
What's our takeout from these 2 days of conversation on the conversation on financial inclusion? What should we remember if we remember nothing at all? And maybe just one message from EcoBank while we're there.
Yes. So, thank you for the platform. It's been great to educate listeners on the financial inclusion. It's something, and I like the way you always put it, everybody is involved when it comes to financial inclusion. The focus is creating access, and digitization is making it possible. And that's what we are saying, that today with that platform, banks are enabling a lot more services that ideally people who were excluded from the space today are included and they have access. Whether it is savings, it is investment, it is insurance, it is payment, it's remittance, it's deposit you want to do, any of these financial services, it can be done with the power of digital. And therefore, it is really driving the financial inclusion. At EcoBank, and you know, our Pan-African bank, we are in Africa, for Africa, owned by Africa, managed by Africa. And I keep telling people, if you're in Ghana, be excited about EcoBank because the largest institutional shareholder in EcoBank Ghana is SNIT. And every worker in Ghana, if you are contributing to SNIT, you are part of the owners of EcoBank.
Wow.
And that's why we are always excited to create solutions for the average Ghanaian, for the everyday African, because we exist for Africa. And we have multiple solutions, whether you are a business or you are an individual, just speak to us. And anytime you engage us, definitely would have a solution tailored for you.
Nana, thank you so much. William Nana Danso Abiam, Country Head for Consumer and Commercial Banking Products, EcoBank Ghana PLC. In the last 2 weeks, sharing some wonderful thoughts with us on financial inclusion. This has been Masterclass. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you soon.